This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The usual caveat applies here. The Dow does not equal the economy and all that. Don't make me repeat myself. But it is worth a note that after the shaky first 10 weeks of the year that we have had, the Dow turned positive for the year this afternoon. Also today, there was cheer to be found in a number we don't usually report. First-time claims for unemployment benefits were up just a hair for the week. They are a weekly number. There's volatility in that, so we don't usually report it. But the long-term trend of jobless claims, which, with all economic numbers, is what you really want to watch, has been low for almost a year now. Marketplace's Nova Sappho explains what this number tells us about the American economy.
Here's a disquieting fact from Gary Bertless, an economist at the Brookings Institution.
Almost all recessions take most professional forecasters by surprise.
Bertless says there is one important reliable indicator. You guessed it, weekly jobless claims.
The last couple of recessions have been preceded by a suspicious increase in new claims for unemployment benefits.
The good news is that we've seen no big increase in those claims. The latest weekly numbers are up slightly, but the total, 265,000 new jobless claims, is still low, and it's been holding steady for almost a year.
It is a very good statistic. It shows that layoffs are at extremely low level.
Gad Levinon is the chief North American economist at the conference board.
It's one of the best leading indicators of employment that suggests that the labor market and employment are on the right trajectory.
Levinon says with employers showing no signs of slowing down their hiring, even wage growth is likely to accelerate over the next year or two. If you've been waiting for the big caveat, here it is. Yes, jobless claims held steady. That's good. But the bad news is that they held steady.
There's evolution going on, not a revolution where things are suddenly changing.
Michael Montgomery of IHS Global Insight says there's no big growth in employment or the economy, and that makes us vulnerable to sudden shocks.
There's no obvious thunderclouds, but the sky's a little overcast.
Montgomery says keep an eye on that jobless claims number to signal storm clouds ahead. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.